FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Verulam Business Forum says thieves have become a lot more brazen in the Durban North community. Chairperson Segrin Venkatis says residents have been left shaken by an armed robbery at a school recently. Authorities say the secretary was accosted in her office by robbers who demanded she hand over money collected during a fundraising event. Venkatis says daytime crimes have been on the increase in Verulam.
For one, it was an horrific incident because of the sequence of events, how it happened, and taking away the ardent cash that they raised for the school fees and also for the fundraising event. It's not acceptable. That is just a one modus operandi that's taking place. But we have a lot of crime that's taking place with knife-wielding criminals.
As consumers prepare for the longer than normal gap before their next paycheck, financial experts have advised them to plan ahead with their December salaries. Some people are going to be paid as early as tomorrow. It could mean a 49-day wait for those who receive their salaries at the end of the month. Standard Bank's Shanae Motilal says it's important for people to draw up a budget and stick to it.
Interestingly, November salaries are spent faster than December's. December salaries last slightly longer, with customers taking 2 to 3 days on average to spend half of their income compared to November. The data also suggests that higher middle income and high income earners take nearly twice as long to spend half their December income, around 11 days compared to just 6 days for entry-level customers.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's no place for nepotism and corruption in the process of granting government tenders. Ramaphosa says the process must create equal job opportunities. Speaking in Mpumalanga yesterday, the president said that young people and women need to also be given a fair chance.
Allocating tenders to only certain people must come to an end so that everyone can benefit. There are claims that tenders are only given to people in positions of power who hold certain status in society and have influence. That must come to an end.
And the United Nations General Assembly has adopted a resolution demanding an immediate unconditional ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages. The resolution was adopted with 158 votes in favor and 9 against. There were 13 abstentions. A second resolution calling on Israel to respect the mandate of the UN Relief and Works Agency and allow it to continue its operations was passed. Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Danon, accused supporters of the resolutions of being complicit with Hamas.
13 years ago, we warned UNRWA about Hamas operatives working in UNRWA schools. Nothing was done. Just this July, we provided the names of over 100 UNRWA employees who were members of Hamas or Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Again, nothing was done. UNRWA's inaction speaks volumes.
Meanwhile, dozens of representatives of UN member states addressed the assembly before the vote to offer their support to the Palestinians, including Slovenia and Algeria. A recap of our lead story this hour, the Verulam Business Forum says thieves have become a lot more brazen in the Durban North community. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Nitara Nadesan.